My friends in Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whom and by whose resurrection we will be raised. Jesus said to these Sadducees who had challenged him on the matter of the resurrection, he said, "The sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage, for they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, he is not God of the dead, but of the living." And some of the scribes answered, "Teacher, you have spoken well," for they no longer dared to ask him a question. This is God's word. Please be seated. Oh, there still is more. Those are really wonderful words, aren't they? You know, you're at a concert. Great music, just the kind of music you love. You've had a fantastic evening, but the show is over. The musicians have left the stage, and it's all over. No, but wait a minute. They're coming back on stage. There still is more. Imagine a teen opening his birthday presents. He's gotten some great stuff. He's really happy with what he's gotten. This wrapping paper is kind of strewn around, and it looks like it's over now. He's opened the last of the gifts when Dad says, "Son, maybe you ought to check out the garage. There still is more." Wow. All those words would send a thrill up and down his spine. There still is more. And when we say in the creed, "I believe in the resurrection of the body," what we're really doing is we are reminding ourselves of God's promise that there still is more. It's got to be one of the most thrilling things that we confess as a matter of our Christian faith. There still is more. But that's unfortunately not how the Sadducees saw it. We go back to the first verses of our gospel reading. There came to him these Sadducees who deny that there is a resurrection, and they ask Jesus a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, that man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will this woman be? For the seven had her as a wife." The Sadducees don't believe that their day will come when people will rise up from their graves and their bodies will live again. They don't believe in the resurrection. An easy way for you to remember the denial of the resurrection by these people is to make a little wordplay on their name. They are the Sadducees. They are sad, you see, because they believe that there's nothing to look forward to after they die. When death came, they had no joy, they had no hope, no consolation. Because you see, that's all she wrote. There's no more. So death made them sad, you see. In Matthew's account of this same story, this same challenge of Jesus, Jesus says back to the Sadducees, he says, "You are wrong about this because you know nothing of the power of God or of the Word of God or of the Scriptures. God is not God of the dead, but of the living." Jesus couldn't be much clearer than that, could he? When we die, there still is more. And by the way, Jesus isn't here just talking about going to be with the Lord upon our death, as true and as wonderful as that may be. But Jesus here is talking about the resurrection at the end of time. That day when our bodies rise up from the grave or from the sea or from the urn or from the dust or the ashes, and we live again. Like those dead, dry bones in the vision that Ezekiel had of that valley filled with the dry bones. And the Spirit gave them life again, and they came back to life. Their bones came together. The sinews, the flesh came upon them, and the breath was in them. There still is more. What Jesus is talking about here is what one pastor called life after death. You see, there's life, that's what we're doing right now in this world, and then there's life after death, that time between the moment we die and the last day of the Lord, the day of the judgment. And then there's life after death, when our bodies are reunited with our souls and we are complete human beings again, as we were created to be, the resurrection of the body. There was still more after Jesus died and was buried. And there's still more for us too, who trust Him. Now the Sadducees, as a sect of Judaism, died out in about 70 AD. So they only lasted about another 35 years or so after Christ ascended to heaven. But their spirit is still very much alive in our world. Their idea that that's all there is, that's all she wrote, there is no more, is very much alive. You watch some TV specials around Easter time and you find all these people trying to claim, we found this burial box with an inscription on it that seems to indicate that it might have been the bones of Jesus of Nazareth in this box. Experts will deny the Bible's witness to Christ's resurrection, always trying to discredit this hope that we have, because if Christ is risen, they are wrong about a lot of things and they're in trouble. An atheist group puts a message up on a billboard. There's probably no God, so stop worrying and enjoy your life, as if you can't enjoy your life if you believe in God. But in denying that Jesus rose from the dead, they deny the possibility that anybody can rise from the dead. A USA Today survey back in 2001, 12 years ago, asked Americans about their belief in the afterlife. 46% of us, it's nearly 12 years ago, 46%, almost half, said in effect, there's no more. There's no more to life than what we're living right now. And I imagine that percentage has only gone up since then. The spirit of the Sadducees is alive. And maybe sometimes it even creeps up on you. When you live this life as if it's the only life, when you're giving no thought about what comes next, when you make your choices and your decisions and you speak and you act, when you're doing all of that as if nothing matters, that there's no more, you have the spirit of the Sadducee in you. You can confess a million times, I believe in the resurrection of the body, but if you're living like the grave is the end of the road, you've got a Sadducee inside of you. When you look at the body in the casket, and you think to yourself in despair, it's all over, that's the spirit of the Sadducee. When you're so caught up in everyday life that you're too busy to think about what's coming next, when you are so connected to your TVs and your movies and your smartphones and your Facebook and your internet that you can't think about, have no time to think about what's coming next, no time to devote to God and His Word and to get yourself ready, when you're too worried about the bills and too upset about the finances to get excited about a there still is more message, that's the Sadducee swirling around in your heart and your mind. There is no more, it says. There is no more. But Jesus says, there still is more. Just before this little skirmish with the Sadducees, Jesus told His disciples that He was going to go to Jerusalem, and that there He would suffer and He would die at the hands of the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the officials. But that would not be all that there is. because he also said that on the third day he would rise from the dead. And so it was that on Easter morning, Jesus turned there really is more. There is so much more for you. I mean, think about this story in our text of this poor lady with seven husbands. You know, the Sadducees told this story to try to show how ludicrous the whole idea of the resurrection of the dead is. They were making fun of the resurrection. Whose wife will she be in the resurrection because she had all seven husbands? But I see it just the opposite. This woman's story, whether it was fictional or real, doesn't matter, but it shows how important and how necessary the resurrection really is to complete the story of our salvation. Place yourself into the sandals of that woman. She is married, but she has no children. Sadness and silence, rather than the squeals of delight from her children, fill her home. Sadness and silence is all there is. And then her husband dies. I can't even imagine that kind of grief. But then according to Levitical laws, the brothers of that deceased man are responsible to carry on their brother's name by marrying that woman and having children with her. So she marries the next brother. No children. And then another brother, still no children. And then yet another brother, until she's married all seven of these brothers. And seven times, still no children. And she's had to bury all of these husbands. I can't even think of a story that could be much sadder than that. You know what this woman needs? She needs some hope. She needs to know that life after death is going to be wonderful. That she will be fulfilled beyond her imagination, beyond compare. She needs that because so often this life is such a disappointment. The day is going to come when God will wipe away every tear. The spirit of the Sadducees can only say to those kinds of people, sorry, there's nothing more. This is all she wrote. How sad, you see. What she needs is to see that Jesus is going to turn her losses into victories. And so do we. We need to see that Jesus is turning our losses into victories. And so he does. The resurrection of the dead is all about Jesus turning our losses into victories, our death into life, our sorrows into joys, our weaknesses into strength, our futility into glory, our mourning into dancing, our mortality into immortality. Think about it. What's the leading cause of death? Cancer? Accidents? Heart disease? No. The leading cause of death is being born. As soon as you start breathing, you're on your way to not breathing. And if that's all there is, if that's all she wrote, if life is nothing more than this span of time between my first breath and my last breath, what a depressing way to live. How sad, you see. But the voice of Jesus speaks with authority to such hopelessness. And he says there still is more. There is life. And then there is life after death. And then there is life after death. It's Jesus' way of saying to us, after we have received all of the gifts of his grace and of his mercies every day, he says to us, check out the garage. There's still more. And that, brothers and sisters, is the reason we hope and rejoice. And it's the reason we boldly confess, I believe in the resurrection of the body. And And it's why we live the fullness of life in Christ right now. Because the Sadducees, you see, were dead wrong. There still is more. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.